Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment.
Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. A lot of folks have much to clean up, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's governor issuing a state of emergency for more than 30 counties after heavy rain and dangerous flash flooding slammed parts of the state. Outside Utica, at least three people were killed, including six-year-old twins. The violent weekend of weather stretching across the country.
Took seven games, but the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News. NATO leaders are expected to agree this week that member countries should spend 5% of their gross domestic product on defense, except that pledge would not apply to all of them. New evacuation notifications for two areas in Greece near the main town of the eastern Aegean island of Chios as firefighters struggle to control a major wildfire raging on the outskirts for a second day. Tesla's first robo-taxis officially on the road. Elon Musk's company launching its long-awaited self-driving taxi service in Austin, Texas. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
For now, the service is limited to a handful of cars in a small area of the city. But Musk has big ambitions, not just for robo-taxis, but for every Tesla.
By the end of next year, we'll have hundreds of thousands, if not over a million Teslas doing self-driving in the U.S.
Tesla calling this a precursor to the Cybercab, which the company says will go into production next year.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving in to that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have one more hot day to go through here today, and temperatures will still be running about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, but we'll see a little more cloud cover work in by afternoon as a cold front to our northwest gets closer. Currently, there's some showers and storms with that running from Nebraska up through Minnesota. They'll start to move into northwest Wisconsin this morning and could reach our area late this afternoon, early this evening. A few of those could be on the strong side, with gusty winds the main threat, but also a few pockets of small hail. Otherwise, that front is going to stall out basically from the Central Plains right up towards southern Wisconsin this week. As moisture continues to funnel into it and some disturbances come in, we will likely see some more pockets of rain and storms throughout the week. Some of those rain totals could get fairly heavy, maybe a few inches, by the end of the week. The forecast now for today, heat advisory through 7 p.m. Look for temperatures topping out around 91 with partly cloudy skies. Breezy again, southwest wind 10 to 20. The heat index likely reaching the upper 90s for most areas. Tonight, some scattered storms out there gradually diminishing, still warm and sticky with a low of 66. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 79, wind variable up to 5. Some showers for Tuesday night, low 63. And Wednesday, variably cloudy, 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high at 79. As we head into Thursday, warm and humid with occasional showers and storms, heavy rain is possible, low 65, high 85. Right now, Friday looks like a dry day, partly sunny, high 83. Isolated thunderstorm Saturday, warm and sticky, high 88. Chance of storms on Sunday, high again, 88. You stay cool out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, 81 degrees. Yesterday, 94. The heat index rose to 110 during the day. No precipitation on Sunday. Record high for June 23rd, 95 in 1983. Record low, 37 in 1972. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 64. Sunset will occur at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 5:22. We have a northeast wind at 6 to
to 8 miles per hour. Barometer is up a bit at 30.12. No precipitation today. After a low of 76, we're at 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, and also the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, more all-conference news, a recap of home talent baseball, and a very successful Brewer weekend. Those stories and more when we continue.
Hey, tool lovers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has a hot deal you don't want to miss. Right now, grab the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium XC5.0 2-pack battery, normally $296.99, now just $229. And here's the kicker. You'll get one of those tools free, an M18 2-gallon wet dry vacuum, an M18 compact heat gun, or the M18 6-pack sequential charger. Stock is limited, so hustle into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel and power up your toolbox today.
Dodgeville won a home talent baseball game 16-5 over Muscadet on Sunday. The host Knights exploded for 16 unanswered runs late in the game to improve to 5-1. The visiting Mudcats scored a run in the second and four more in the third and jumped to a 5-0 lead. Starting pitcher Blake Busson pitched well for Muscadet and kept the Knights scoreless until they tied the game at 5 in the bottom of the sixth. The Mudcats kept the score tied until Dodgeville's 11-run eighth inning. Carson Kenyon and Josh Cartwright both pitched in the eighth, trying to slow down the Dodgeville bats. Cartwright was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Logan Olson doubled. Carson Kenyon was on base twice. And Casey Layton singled and scored for the Mudcats. Carson Obgenorth started pitching for Dodgeville, and Ty Paulskill came on in relief to get the win. Dodgeville's bats came to life. Layton Bowers was 4-for-6 with 2 singles, a triple, and a home run, a total of 5 RBI. Dominic McVay and Dalen Rickard both hit 3-run home runs for Dodgeville. The game ended after 8 innings on the 10-run rule. Muscadet is now 1-5 in Sunday league play. They will host Wyota on Sunday. Elsewhere yesterday, Belleville 17-0 over Wyota, Hollandale 11-6 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Verona 11, Scholesburg Benton 4, Argyle 6-0 over Ridgeway, Blanchardville at Arena postponed. In the north yesterday, Ashton 13-9 over Reedsburg, Cross Plains 8, Cazenovia 3, Wanakee 4-3 over Sauk Prairie. Sauk Prairie was a winner on Saturday night over Cazenovia 11-8, Mazamani 4, Reedsburg 3, Middleton 13-3 over Cross Plains, Wanakee 9, and Black Earth 7. Also yesterday in the southeast, Evansville over McFarland, 6-2. Fort Atkinson beat Cambridge, 8-7. Jefferson, 16. Lake Mills, 1. Utica, 17. Albion, 5. Footville, 16-14 over Stoughton. Over the weekend at the WIAA State Girls Soccer Championships, Division 4 crown won by Xavier 2-0 over Ozaukee Random Lake. Also, it was Catholic Memorial 4-2 over Edgewood to capture the Division 3 title. Division 2 won by Brookfield Central 2-1 against Pewaukee, and the Division 1 state championship came down to a shootout. 1-1 West and Muskego tied. It was a 3-0 win in the shootout for Muskego over Madison West as they capture the Division 1 state title, and the high school sports season officially ended over the weekend for the 24-25 school year. The Simon Sharks were back in action Wednesday night in the pool as they swam in Mineral Point against the Water Dogs and the Dodgeville Dolphins. Despite only having 19 swimmers, those 19 represented well, and they narrowly missed first place. All of the Sharks who swam earned at least one first place finish. Swimmers who earned 3 individual first place finishes included Brooklyn Worthington in the short free, butterfly, and long free, Braylon Olson in the short free, long free, and breaststroke, Connor Hying in the backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke, Chloe Hying in the backstroke, butterfly, and the 200 individual medley. Morgan Worthington, Clancy Hying, Kaylin Burns, Madeline Ringelstetter, and Emmerich Kalman each earned two individual first place finishes. Elsa Norte and Lucien Hamlin each added a blue ribbon finish. Other Sharks who earned first place on relay teams include Harper Adler, LaVeya Hamlin, Zelly Kalman, along with Claire Hying, Cameron Keene, Hallie Cahoot, Liam Hamlin, and Liam Rogers. The Sharks host their first home meet of the season at the Simons Recreation Complex on Tuesday. The meet will get underway at 5 tomorrow, and they're asking everyone to come out and show support for the Simons Sharks. Here are more accolades today from the recently completed high school spring sports season. Ridgeon Valley All-Conference track teams. The girls' first team All-Conference, led by DeSoto's Paisley Engen, Bryn Venner, Lena Isbell, Haley Neckner, and Elena Lechner. From Kickable Lafarge, they had an amazing year this year. Avea Young, Katie Rando, Jadence Nagel, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Tierney Arndt, Katie Rando, Kendall Andelsek, Annika Waslick, Colby Andelsek, and Harlow Flea Hardy, along with Braylon Culver, North Crawford's Ingrid Karstens, and Emma Udelhoven of Waseca Steuben. On the second team, from Ithaca Weston, Holly King, DeSoto's Peyton Sprosty, along with Riley Cade of Kickapoo Lafarge, North Crawford's Isabel Knutson and Olivia Ike, also Waseca Steuben's Elena Martin, Emma Wall, Isabella Bunders, Haley Mitchell, Macy Mitchell, Elizabeth Wright, Natalie Wright, and Ella Jones. The honorable mention team includes, from Ithaca Weston, Tristan Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, Jaden Bolin, and Faith Stinichka, DeSoto's Lena Isbell. From Kickapoo Lafarge, Chloe Walter and Colby Andelsek, North Crawford's Kate Swenson, Kylie Hutchison, Jade Grimsled, Shalene Nelson, Gina Yonker, Agnes Karstens, Anna Chamberlain, and from Waseca Steuben's Claire Wright and Stella Walls. The girls' all-sportsmanship team, Callie Gilman, DeSoto, Bailey Wanless, Ithaca Weston, Summer Wolman of Kickapoo Lafarge, Ingrid Karstens, North Crawford, Livian Starkey of Seneca, and Brinley Benoy of Waseca Steuben. The Field Event Athlete of the Year, Tierney Arndt, a junior from Kickapoo Lafarge. Kickapoo Lafarge senior Jadence Nagel was recognized as the Runner of the Year. The Coach of the Year, Jeremy Lee of Kickapoo Lafarge. It was Kickapoo Lafarge winning the girls' conference with 219 points over Waseca Steuben's 96 at the conference championships. The Brewers built a 5-run lead, then held off a Minnesota rally in Sunday's 9-8 victory. That gave Milwaukee a sweep of the weekend series. First baseman Rhys Hoskins had a home run, a double, and two runs batted in. Bryce Terang homered with two on, and Caleb Durbin had a total of three hits. It certainly came down to the bullpen for manager Pat Murphy.
There was good performances on the mound. You know, Priester's stuff wasn't moving the way we're concerned. His stuff wasn't moving the way it has in the past, and that's what led to an early exit. It was quite a bit different than what had been. We don't know if it was the wind, game conditions, whatever it might have been. But so early exit, and then we got some good performances right away. And then when leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different.
The Brewers host the Pirates tonight with Chad Patrick starting the first game of the series. The current four-game winning streak has Milwaukee just 3.5 games out of first place in the division. Hear the game tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in action from the majors, it was Pittsburgh 8-3 over Texas, Seattle 14, the Cubs 6, San Diego 3-2 over Kansas City, San Francisco 9, and Boston 5. In the National League, Miami 5, Atlanta 3, Cincinnati 4-1 over St. Louis, Colorado 4, Arizona 2, Dodgers 13, Washington 7, Philadelphia 7-1 over the Mets. In the American League, Yankees 4, Baltimore 2, Detroit 9, Tampa Bay 3, the White Sox 4, Toronto 2, Cleveland 3-0 over the Athletics, and Houston beat the LA Angels by a final of 8-7. In basketball news, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander finished off his MVP season with 29 points and 12 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled away in the second half to beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and win the NBA championship last night. It was a season for the ages, 84 wins between the regular season and the playoffs, tying the 96-97 Bulls for the third most in any season. And Bears quarterback Kayla Williams keeps taking verbal shots at the Green Bay Packers at Fanatics Fest over the weekend. Williams repeated his criticism of Packer fans based on the 24 NFL season-ending 24-22 Chicago win at Lambeau Field. He says fans pushed them when he and his teammates tried to do the Lambeau leap after a game-winning field goal. The Bears snapped an 8-game losing streak at home of the Packers. Earlier in the offseason, Chicago coach Ben Johnson did his part to add energy to the rivalry with a comment about beating Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur while Johnson was an assistant with the Lions. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports. If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
We're at 80 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning. It is 8:22. Time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. One might have called it love at first sight, except that when Marie and Ralph met, Marie was blind. Those who had known him before they got together marveled at the mutual attraction, noting that neither was the other's type. But the attraction persisted, and the relationship blossomed. In fact, Marie's blindness brought the two closer than they might ever have been otherwise. You see, Ralph became Marie's eyes. The day Ralph moved in, folks began talking. Marie, characteristically independent, blind or not, scarcely required the attention Ralph was heaping on her. Ralph, a confirmed loner, was not at all given to the sort of selflessness which he now demonstrated toward Marie, and still Ralph stayed by Marie's side day and night, and Marie's reliance on Ralph appeared genuine. No matter how familiar the surroundings, he would gently guide her from place to place. Outdoors, on occasion only when nobody else was nearby, he would permit her to walk alone in the fresh air amid the fragrant flowers. It seemed to those who distantly witnessed the curious ritual that Ralph understood Marie's need to be alone once in a while, but it was always a very brief while, because after a few minutes on her own, Marie would call out to Ralph, and he would hurry to her side. It was the unspoken promise of his perpetual proximity. Their already restricted lives became more so, as Marie's arthritis worsened. She rarely complained, but it was hard to hide the pain. I think Marie's unrelenting discomfort hurt Ralph as much as her, because as the months passed, he stayed closer than ever, and gradually the outsiders, who had predicted it would never last, were convinced. People stopped thinking of the couple as unusual, and in time the names of Ralph and Marie were mentioned only reverently, as one would admire a monumental romance such as that of Romeo and Juliet. So how it was often wondered How could such a profound togetherness end any other way but sadly? And yes, one starry evening in the autumn of 1982, Marie's sightless eyes closed for the last time. A merciful release from her suffering, said some, but Ralph's suffering had only begun. He cried himself to sleep for a while, and then his grief reopened in other ways. Nobody needed him anymore, you see, and so inconsolable, he withdrew from the world until at last he rejoined Marie. Americans, there is a 40-acre farm near Edmond, Oklahoma, the Roby place. Passing by, you might see the white crosses which mark two graves. Folks who know about Ralph and Marie always get kind of quiet when they see. Starts them pondering once again, a devotion they can't quite comprehend. You see, Ralph and Marie were as close as two people could be. The thing is, they were not people. Ralph, the constant companion who became Marie's eyes, was a sheep. And blind Marie, who shared her stall and her pasture and her every moment with a little lamb, Marie was a Shetland pony. Some say sentiment is the province only of humankind. Well, now you know who. The rest of the story.
Macy's lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses are here, which means you'll find great July 4th deals now on beautiful home updates, like the 7-piece Whitburn outdoor dining set, $19.99. Customer favorites like the Radley sectional, now $21.79. And 20 to 65% off top mattress brands like Sealy. And with Macy's white glove delivery, we'll set it all up and whisk away all that packaging too. But hurry in. These summer deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Girl, I've been thinking about her. And you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best.
You be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
Yeah, that came out a little country, but every word was right on the money. And I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done. There's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously.
You be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty.
Said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart.
Hey, Town Taxi Triple Play on WRCO Radio, all about honey today.
Like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight and no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter.
Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple ass smile. So money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Trying to think of something cool to say. Turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long. A sweet old Alabama song. Ooh,
soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Baby, you're driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but baby, you feel like home. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I'll bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Honey, you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home. Money, honey, honey, you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Oh, baby, you're just so homegrown.
Hey, parents, beep, beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook.
At Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Oh, yes. We hope you're having a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. We'll have our trivia question of the day coming up in just a bit from WRCO Radio. And we'll set the stage for this year's Thunderfest during our morning show get-together today between 9 and 10. We'll have that for you right here on WRCO Radio.
Won't you take my hand and make me a happy man? I ain't rich, but I found my fortune in you. Two jobs on a nighttime shift. I'm still left with an empty fist. But my heart is full and my love is true. We can still get married in the style of our friends and family. While we slip out quietly and have a hometown honeymoon, wildflowers and lovers in bloom. Have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown honeymoon, out of church and up to your room. We'll have a hold-down afternoon, dancing to the rhythm of love. We can sing and laugh out loud. Lifestyles of the poor but proud. Cuddle up on the porch and enjoy the view. We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. We'll make a wish by the light of the lover's moon. I'll get my grandma's wedding ring and my brother's chevrolet. Stay at your mama's house. We don't have to go away. To have a hometown honeymoon, wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, dancing to the rhythm of a love. Prize possession. I'll make a good impression. I'm gonna get his blessing. That's all we need. Hometown honeymoon, wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown,
fire. Would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so. Look down forever. If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, accompany me to the edge of the sea. Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Josh Turner on WRCO. The trivia question of the morning is coming up here in just a bit from WRCO. We're at 81 degrees. Don't sweat it too much. It's not a tough question. We'll have that for you coming up.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Go
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Trivia question of the day is coming up, sponsored by Subway in Richland Center.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Trivia question of the day can net you a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. Here's the question, kids. What is the school's mascot in High School Musical? What is the school mascot in High School Musical? Think back. Maybe you watched it. You probably your kids or grandkids. I know I saw it a few thousand times in my house over the years. Anyway, give it a try. This is Sam Hunt.
On the rooftop, hickory on the floor, down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down, I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in moped jeans, baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Like my daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. Well, you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in moped jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you.
Our sub winner today is Claire Ferguson. Way to go, Claire. She knew the right answer. We're looking for the mascot name from High School Musical. It is Wildcats. In fact, I think there might be a song or two about that. And the first one, the High School Musical number one, came out in 2006 and, of course, made a star out of Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and more. And, of course, featuring student Troy Bolton, the captain of the basketball team, and Gabriella Montez, an academically gifted transfer student. They together auditioned for the lead roles in their High School Musical, causing division among the school's cliques. Yeah, I admit I was entertained the first couple of times I saw it after about time 12 and 13. Maybe not so much, but my daughters enjoyed that. Macy and Allison watched it a lot. There was, what, one, two? How many did they make? Probably three, four, however, Disney Channel thing. And of course, then they did the sing-along version and all of those. And music, which sold really well in terms of home CDs and DVDs and whatnot. But they, let me see, what do they say? High School Musical 2, High School Musical 3, Senior Year, and Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure all were spinoffs. Clara Wins from Richland Center Subway, thanks for playing today.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
6 minutes before 9, 81 big degrees in Richland Center. We'll talk about more big doings in Richland Center this weekend. Thunderfest, that'll be a part of the conversation on today's morning show between 9 and 10.
Loves rocking.
Bobby Trails time coming up, the 9 o'clock news as well on FM 100.9. This is Gabby Barrett.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's a song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny runs. He knows just where he's going and he's proud of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones. I love me like he should want, like he wrote the good one. The kind you find when you don't even love one. Anybody can be good ones, but he's good all.
And I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, and the time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This morning, Pentagon experts continue.